I'm sorry, I thought you were finished, Commissioner. Please continue. Pursue that point. It sounds like the staff's recommendation and possibly the appellant's motion at that point was based on a belief that we'd misinterpreted the purpose of the RTD zone.
Well, one of the basis was for the board to review its application of the development standards at that time.
So whether we had applied the standards appropriately as a matter of law was the issue.
Correct. That was one of the issues raised by the applicant.
Thank you.
Well, we've been, this now being our third hearing on the subject, I'm prepared to make a motion. I don't know how much more discussion
Before we make any motions, I'd just like to ask the staff one more technical question. Page 5, Rustic Road Plan. The Rustic Road's designation is not intended to affect the use of the adjoining land except in design of access to subdivision. So it clearly contemplates the design of access to subdivision. What's the purpose of looking at the access to subdivision, in your opinion?
I'm Richard Hawthorne with the Development Review Division, and I worked on the Rustic Road plan. And what we were trying to do with the Rustic Road plan was to make sure that suburban standards of maintenance and design were not applied to these roads. And so the access really was referring to the board, or not the board specifically, but that the plan would allow design of curb cuts, if you will, or driveway locations that perhaps would be narrower or have a different kind of standard than you would in a normal suburban setting, and you wouldn't have a turn lane into the to the subdivision. So that's how we were defining access in this case.
So the access, in your opinion, the access as used in the Rustic Roads Master Plan, that's strictly a transportation engineering consideration. It doesn't deal with the location of the house or how access might affect the viewscape.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your last words. How it might affect?
How it might affect the location of the house or viewscape. That the purpose of the language is strictly for transportation engineering purposes.
That's correct, because then they talk about viewscape in a different location where they talk about how to deal with that.
Any further questions, Mr. Robinson?
No, I have no further questions.
All right, we're ready for motions.
Well, I'm going to move approval of the staff recommendation. It is my view now, as it has been my view in the prior two cases, that this is consistent with this proposed development is consistent with our development standards. It meets all density and setbacks. I don't interpret our either the master plan or our development standards as requiring minimum 25 acres. Nor do I interpret them as requiring that the development pattern maximize the opportunity for agriculture, because if you took that seriously, you'd say one house. That would maximize the opportunities for agriculture, and I don't interpret them as doing that. In this case, I believe that it's not technical clustering, but the putting the and that actually let me emphasize that, because I think we had an issue about that at one of our prior hearings, but the concentration of the houses at one end seems to me is to the benefit of agriculture. I believe this does comply with the master plan, and for all those reasons I move approval of the staff recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the staff recommendation, which would be to approve the preliminary plan before us.
I'd like to speak to the motion.
Mr. Robinson?
I'd like to speak to the motion. Well, I'm in a pretty awkward situation. Senator Kerry didn't help me, because I was hoping I could say that the fact you were a Democratic flip-flopper didn't endanger your position, but unfortunately he's deprived me of that opportunity.
hold your fire, Mr. Bryant.
You have to look.
I'm going to have to my chagrin, I'm going to have to support the motion. I'm reminded on based on some of the testimony when McCulloch versus Maryland was being argued a long time ago, Chief Justice Marshall had something read back to him, an oral argument that he said because the advocate knew that it was going to be against the Chief Justice's position. And so he said, well, I was afraid somebody would find that. So if it can happen to Justice Marshall, I guess it can happen to me. I'm going to support the motion because my previous vote was wrong as a matter of law. I'll go over the points briefly. First of all, we have a long administrative practice of not making decisions based on the size, and the name of the particular line, what's the opinion, that's worst, opinion of the forest, are we going to police, are we going to roll the lots and then the bill on vacants, and we should end whether by some type of disguise, some type of direction, some type of direction, I would point out Canada's report be sent forth. Canada's report be sold the plan. Canada's report sold tender the council. Report be sent as diluted. We write as diluted. I say get diluted. The specific on the specific on the slab on use gets slab of use gets in the state. TDs, 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 This one really does know. It really does not. It really does more. It does more. It great rules. Evidence. I will suppose. Motion.
Any further discussion?
I believe that this plan may be made. makes this plan in consistent with the master plan, with the master plan, with the master plan, so you have a map plan that you have a trans area that's got a general layer from Hong Kong lowered from Hong Kong to low, and Hong Kong to the west, east, and to the west, 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 and to the
west, the approval is to approve the preliminary approval plan with the staff agenda with the staff conditions. All staff conditions plan, staff conditions plan, plan, staff conditions 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 plan,
speakers,
I can do that. For the record, we're Richard Weaver with Howard Clint Hughes, the Medical Institute, Plan 102, Plan 102, Plan 109. Just an ex-member board, will special ex-member board, special for this information, education, some London, located intersection, in Jones Bridge Road, Jones Bridge Road, Jones Bridge Road.
I would like to just add some of the
because there's so many things that we work on, issues that happen.
Where's the park? Rafferty Center.
Would be over here. Would be on the agent. Rescue squad.
So that's not the thing, right? So that's the center park.
Okay. My name is Emily Dukes from Dodgers and Blocks, from Delano's playing Steve Cotton, Steve
You can demolish everything, after the reservation, you can think everything except the reservation period, never during it turns motion, it out motion, a bit, 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 a b
Let me explain about the
SWAT. Numbers, 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 num The summer league, summer, all winter.
Development, the development of what the development of
have on the community on the fact that they keep the database and
With that,
Actually, I have a specific suggestion. If the
okay.
Vice Chair might indulge me, I understand the applicant's need for certainty. I was wondering if the applicant would accept a condition. The 2-year reservation period expires. Would they be willing to give us 90 days notice before they send in the bulldozers?
She would say 6 months notice that things have fallen through, and 6 months status report, because
yeah.
90 days wouldn't give us enough time.
At the end of the year, if we can't get...
In 6 months, yeah.
You mean...
We wouldn't have enough time in 90 days if we were going
right.
to try to step in.
I mean, that in essence...
Extends the reservation period for 6 months.
No, it'd be within 6 months...
before the expiration.
It's 6 months, before September 30th.
Mm-hmm. Right. Although six...
Yeah, about six that they not.
What is it you want them to do?
No. Just give us a status report. Just say, this is how it's going, and we can go from there.
Right.
We can figure out
I'm
if we need
for
to step
something
in.
More.
And what are you asking for?
The reservation period expires. The applicant's plans are moving on. It turns out that they've got this problem or that problem. They don't need to tear the Rafferty Center down for another 2 years. Sometimes those things happen. I'm just saying, would you be willing to give us 90 days notice before you tear it down after the expiration of the reservation period?
That's an extension of the
but
they, of the
they're
reservation
gonna,
period.
Oh,
it's
that,
not an extension
that,
of the
problem
reservation.
Is that they have to they're going to have to redo the project. If it, at the end of 2 years, mm-hmm. if they haven't mm-hmm. conveyed
oh,
it.
I see the technical
yeah.
problem.
They send in the designers, they hire architects,
yeah.
they pay out
fair
bills,
enough.
They figure out what's happening.
Fair enough, I withdraw my concept.
So the 6 months. before expiration would work.
See, what I'm thinking is they say they have to redesign it and everything. Well, are they going to tear it down before they redesign it, or are they going to tear it down first and then redesign the site?
No. I'm sure that they'll have a design on shelf in case.
They'll have to come up with something. But certainly, I mean, I can understand a six-month notice. I certainly would not object to that because I think that would give an opportunity for you all if we haven't made an agreement with the county.
So a status report on the negotiations.
Right. If you haven't heard before then, at least 6 months prior to the expiration.
So that's being modified on which?
Number two, condition
number
two.
Site plan number two.
Condition two.
Number two.
Thank you, Ms. Bias, for working that out with us.
You mean 1B, not under two.
Oh, 1B. I'm sorry, 1B. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. With that.
Well, wait. The status report is no matter what, though. Okay. It's just
within
6 months before. Yeah. It's not conditioned on anything.
Yeah, that doesn't impose any meaningful additional burdens on the applicant.
No.
With that modification and the agreement of the attorney for the applicant, I move approval of the site plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's unanimous. Those present. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have record plats?
This week we really do have record plats, and they are in order.
Move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the record plats. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous. All right. We are adjourned till 7:30 in Rockville.
Okay.
I would have been months ago. No.
This is just Rockville, right?